Okay, well, I can kick off with a result which was actually from partners of ours within a European project. There is a long-term time series site in the Norwegian Sea. Now, this is originally a weather ship that's still standing today, and it's been taking hydrological measurements since 1948. Now, they've got time series data for 60 years of the physics of the ocean, right down from the surface down to about 2,000 metres of depth. And piecing together this long-term time series and analysing for trends, they found freshening in the deeper waters and also an increase in the temperature. And the interesting thing is the impact that this physical change has had on the biology. They've seen changes in the migration of the herring population, which both the Norwegians and the Icelandic fisheries depend upon. They've seen the change of the migration across to Iceland over a period of 10 to 15 years. So that the herring that are spawning in the Norwegian fjords actually changed their migration pattern and didn't go across to Iceland as normal and stayed more around the Norwegian Sea, which had devastating impacts socially and culturally for the Icelandic fisheries for a while. So that's one key result from how the physics can relate to the biology and actually impact back on humans as well.